I spent 2 years thinking about one moment. He set me up. He just left him there. That's what I can't forgive.
What are you thinking, Toby?
This could put him away for life. It's time we make him pay. But first, we're gonna need a fast car.
Y'all ready?
We're doing this.
Okay, here's the deal. It's painfully clear that the idea for a Need for Speed movie was to glom onto the unprecedented box office of the Fast and Furious franchise. Unfortunately, the film forgets to put in decent characters and a remotely believable plot to get things started. The film follows a street racer who, after being imprisoned for a crime he didn't commit, enters an illegal street race to defeat his brother's killer. While the action sequences look really slick and offer a refreshing cavalcade of practical effects, the connective tissue of the movie is lacking. A lot of this results from star Aaron Paul, who may have been great on TV in Breaking Bad, but comes across as mousy and out of his depth as a hardcore action star. He's not Vin Diesel and he's not Paul Walker. He's not even Lucas Black from Tokyo Drift. Had it been 40 minutes of cool street racing, it might have been a fun watch, but the bloated 2-hour-plus running time makes it a rough ride. Need for Speed gets 2 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.